Yo, the levels is good. You are now tuned in to The Levels Podcast. I'm one half of your host, one third of your host. I go by the name of Envy, that's E-N-V-I-E, and I am not a DJ.
It's your boy, Jels. Welcome to episode 64 of The Levels Podcast. Yo, Envy, you ready, man?
Man, you already know what it is, man. Yo, I missed you, bro.
Miss you too, man.
No homo, but I missed you, bro.
Come on, man. What you got to say that for?
That's my man. That's my bro.
You got to say that.
You know, people be trying. You know what I'm saying? You know how people is. I missed you, though, bro. For real, man. We back at it, though. You know what I'm saying? Episode 64. We going to have some fun.
Episode 64.
It's a special one. You know what I'm saying?
Special show.
It's a special show. You feel me?
Supposedly.
Before we even get this whole thing started, man, let me just say this, man. The governor of New York, fuck you. Just wanted to start with that right there. Let the nurses go back to work. Fuck you. You're an asshole. I want to get all of that out the way right now because you was this close to being a level down. And if Robert didn't pull that fuck shit, it would have been you. And I
say
just want
that,
you to
though,
know that.
Bro, we got to talk about
clown.
That.
Use a clown for that. For we're going to talk, but I had to choose violence. Hey.
No, why does... explain yourself.
The New York governor?
Yes.
Because they are firing all of the nurses and healthcare workers who do not get vaccinated by... Sunday, I believe.
Oh, wow.
It's a job requirement, though.
No, but what's stupid is they're going to bring in a bunch of nurses and shit from the National Guard. I hope don't nobody in New York get sick. If your mother gets sick or something, man, take her to New Jersey or some shit because they're going to bring in retired old nurses and National Guard people who do triage. Like, I didn't come in here for a bullet wound, bitch. Like, my leg hurt, my nigga. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
hey, yo. So we know where you stand.
I definitely,
let's introduce our guest and then we can get on topic, bro.
What guest?
Oh, let's keep rocking, man.
Oh, right. In the building, our special guest host for episode number 64. Y'all seen him before. Baltimore's on. Yeah. Kind of Atlanta's on, but we not giving him to
this nigga from Atlanta.
He one of ours, man, for real, man. Y'all know the vibes, man. Baltimore legend, T. Wilson, is in the building.
What's up, bro?
Now he wanna be called.
We gonna turn up tonight.
You finally back with us, bro?
I'm finally back, man.
Thought we scared him off the last time. We got a little too drunk last time.
Yeah, we was lit. I ain't gonna lie.
We was super lit. Super lit. You feel me?
We was stupid lit in the A.
Everything good with you, though?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
That's what it is, y'all.
Glad to be here.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna get the show started. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna start going with the show. You know what I mean? Yo. It didn't work again, yo. She didn't flinch at all.
I'm looking at the camera like, is she going to say anything? Like,
no, I'm not because I'm used to assholes.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Super special guest in the building. A legend. A real, like, this ain't no gas talk. A Baltimore legend.
This is great.
A Baltimore hip-hop legend. A Baltimore battle rap legend. She started it all. I'm going to tell y'all why I say that right now. She was the first, you know what I'm saying? And we claiming that. We going to put that on her for real. Y'all might know her as Miss Streams. Our special guest for episode number 64, Emile Milan. Fuck it is, y'all.
Welcome
it's
to the Levels Podcast.
Emile Milan.
I hear you. Okay, see, she done start off with the ad-libs already.
I mean, I'm just going to introduce myself since you didn't want to.
That was a good intro.
That was the best intro.
That was actually great.
That was one of the best intros I ever had in life. So.
I tried, man. But listen, we definitely sitting next to two of battle raps and hip-hop's legends in Baltimore already at this young age. Both of y'all have done things that nobody
side
else has done.
Side,
I mean,
though.
It's just a fact.
Like, I mean, history side by
and
side.
This was never been done before. Yeah,
this
was not on purpose.
No.
I ran into Emile at the battle rap event. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Heron and them. What's the name of the league, bro?
Killer Be Killed.
Shout out to the league, man. Crazy. The event was crazy.
It was crazy.
I was just down there to enjoy the festivities.
You know what I'm saying?
I ran into this beautiful young lady here, and I was like, yo, you got to come on the show. And just like the down ass Baltimore chick that she is. She was like, set it up. I was surprised. I'm not going front. Cause I was like, yo, she might stun on me, but I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. So I said, so we set that up.
Yo, you and gotta then, start believing in the levels.
No, that's a fact, bro. You right, bro. But then Tay hit me. Tay was like, yo, I gotta come back to the show. I'm like, all right, bro, it's whatever. And I was like, come be a guest host. He said, yeah. And I ended up getting two of Baltimore's legends on the same show at the same damn time. Shout out to the Levels Podcast.
We are.
That's the fuck what we do, y'all. All right, hold on, because real quick, I'm gonna let y'all get y'all shine on real quick, but let me Kanye this real quick.
Go ahead, bro. Take over.
We've interviewed the mayor of Baltimore City.
I got this, yo. You talk. I got this.
I didn't even know that.
We interviewed city council president. We've interviewed.
Start
the whole thing over
from the top.
We interviewed the mayor of Baltimore City.
Ready.
We interviewed the city council president. We interviewed Grammy nominated producer OJ's.
Okay.
We interviewed Baltimore battle rap legend Spence. We interviewed Baltimore hip hop legend Tay Wilson. We've interviewed another hip hop legend from Baltimore. Well, on her way, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's
on her way.
Camille? And today, I missed somebody.
George Gambino.
Three times.
And we got Molly, man.
We interviewed Baltimore legend, super legend, OG. The general,
Mully Man. Hell yeah.
Plus many more. We can't take all.
I'm sorry. Blame it on the brain, not the heart. I apologize for everybody else. But tonight, though, we fucking did this, bro. Keep it real, man. And y'all gonna see why. Now, these are two legends in the building, man. How y'all feeling, man? We appreciate y'all for joining us for the show.
Man, I just feel the love. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's what it is. See, I'm not always an asshole.
No, you can't be an asshole around me.
I'm the ultimate asshole. Hey, real quick before we start the show, a shot o'clock, real quick.
Damn, I already drank
shot. I already drank my shit too.
You ain't
y'all see?
See what these bitches
doing?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, to the Levels Podcast, bro.
I already drank my shot.
All right, y'all left us.
That's crazy.
We had to take a shot to the Levels Podcast, man, because y'all.
But you could have waited till we reported up.
Yeah, bro. No, I had to catch up.
No, you did. All you had to do was just pour.
Yo, you know this is my first time drinking Casamigos.
Yeah, well, it might be your last time. Yeah,
don't really.
Be
don't
slow
go crazy.
With it, bro.
Yeah, take your time.
Is
it really like that?
Take your time.
Yeah, it's like that. I did a little. I did a contest with the Don Julio 70 and the Casamigos.
I ain't drinking this shot, bitch.
I'm gonna be real. The Casamigos was definitely smoother.
Amigos put you where you
that
need to be.
It definitely will put you where you need to be.
Especially with your lady.
That's a big fact. It was his wife's birthday. His wife's birthday just passed.
I'm a 6'7", 150-pound nigga with the
Talk your shit, nigga.
I'm still on a 6'7".
Hey,
He turned into the Hawk after Migos,
bro. You heard me.
Look, no, we gonna talk about some shit we talked about in Atlanta too before we dip. Yo.
That's a fact. Before we get to that though, because Tay is our guest host today, we appreciate him for helping us out on the show. But right now, I want to talk to our legend, Emil Milan. Can I call you Miss Streams for this part of the interview?
You can call me Miss Streams. That's definitely me, so why not?
Just for this part of the interview, and then we'll switch it back over. How'd you start rapping? What made you, like, come outside for real?
What made me come outside? I was about maybe, I want to say, like, 10. And I really loved Lil' Kim. Like, I loved her. I used to just watch her videos, and I'm like, man, I'm going to be that bitch.
At 10?
I wanted to be that bitch at 10.
For you young niggas, y'all don't understand. Niggas was really outside.
Young.
Super crazy young. It was kingpins in the city, like 15 years old and shit. 16-year-old niggas with no driver's license riding around in Benz
and
shit.
Yes, it was. Bentleys, all that.
Facts. No, real shit. So you came out, so you was listening to that. What made you, like, what was your first, like, time, like, actually rapping?
Like, getting in a booth?
Like, your own shit. No, not even in the booth, just...
I was already 10 years old, spitting my own shit, writing my own shit. Your own shit. In a booth. Like, my mother, she straight... My mother listened to everything like I ever wanted to do. And she straight took me, put me in the studio, and let me get my shit off.
Yo, shout out to mom.
That's rare for parents, too.
That's super rare.
She was putting all her money into my shit. So, like, I definitely, like, I had to make her proud. I wasn't ready being there bullshitting. It's seven of us. I got seven brothers and sisters. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Straight that's up. That's what's up, man. Oh. Nah, 10 years old, that's crazy.
Did you start off with the name Miss Dreams?
No.
Okay. What was your first name?
First rap name.
What was my first rap name? I want to say it was like...
it's about to be trash.
We're going
to
see.
Boy Bye.
We're going to see. What's the first rap name?
I think my first rap name was... What the fuck was it?
Everybody's first name.
Maybe it was Miss Dreams.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's
no,
good.
No, matter of fact, it was India Streams. I was going with my real government name.
That's not my real government name, yo.
Like, yeah.
That's
but
actually kind of
lit. People think my government is like a... Yo, that's my shit. Like,
yeah, oh, no, that's all right. That's not bad at all. My first rap name was Trizdash, bro.
Mine, too.
Yours was, too? Tell you what was your... Mine?
My first shit was Lil Tay.
Yeah, Lil Tay.
Everybody know that shit.
Matter of fact, yeah.
Y'all was good then, yo.
Straight up.
Yeah. My name is what it is now. Yeah.
I didn't even know you used to rap.
What was Jels? Yeah. It was always Jels?
Yeah. You used to rap?
Yeah, yo. Yeah.
You did too?
Go ahead and bust a little rap. I am
spit some shit. Yeah, let's go.
I ain't rapped in over.
That's a special edition. Let's go.
I ain't rapped in over 15 years, bro. I'm not about to start now.
But listen, I might spit my first rap.
But listen, my first battle rap, nobody knows this, y'all. It was before Envy, it was Chris Valentine.
I'm not fucking playing with you.
But you was R&B singer. You know? But you was a
beast. Get out of here, bro.
Fuck all y'all niggas.
Fuck you, you already
came a long way, bro.
Yes, I was born in February.
This nigga said Chris Valentine.
Hold on. I was born in February.
I know it.
Like me.
My middle name's Christopher. And Jels can attest to this. I did the Drake shit. I was doing the Drake shit. I was singing.
You had the heart in your head too.
I was singing. I didn't have the heart.
You wanted to be Bobby Valentino.
I did. I was singing my own hooks. I was singing on the little tracks and rapping and singing at the same time and shit. And I just thought it was, you know, I was like, the ladies gonna love this shit. It was corny as fuck. So I didn't know.
You thought the bitches were gonna love it.
Yo, fuck you. Christopher Valentine.
Wayne
like a real R&B singer.
Wayne like that shit.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah, that was gonna like that shit.
I quickly changed it to Envy. I quickly changed it to Envy, and you know, that's
much better though.
Fuck y'all, man.
My right name should have been Envy or something like that.
Yeah, Envy is, I thought it was dope. So, you know, I did Envy.
Now you're a DJ, rapper to DJ.
I'm not a fucking DJ at all. Don't get me sued. Yo, he be trying to get me sued, just so
man,
you
shout
know.
Shout out to everybody on my live right now watching me.
Yeah, shout out to everybody on the live. Fact.
I know y'all like, what the fuck is she doing now? Yeah, baby, facts. I'm still rapping and shit. Y'all thought I was just being a trap? No, I'm just getting to this music.
I'm over here refining all this shit.
Talk your shit.
That's one thing.
So you got outside, you was writing and rapping your own shit, right?
Yes.
You was in the booth and all of that.
In the booth. Like, it really started very early on for me.
Give me a piece of your first rap. The first one you can remember.
Why should I even do some shit like that?
The first one you can remember.
It was kind of hard, but it was like,
shit, it was hard.
Yo, it's the I to the N to the DYA. Might give you just enough, but we still don't play. Don't want to see me roll off in the Escalade. And my jewels is icy as the escapade. So many niggas like me that I don't have to pay. I get like $60.
Okay.
I
was young as shit.
Yo,
I hear the
Kevin.
Okay. Definitely young rapping like that. My mother was like,
facts.
I heard that shit.
Facts. Nah, that's what's
shout
up for
shout out
to
mom for letting me talk that shit. She always let me express myself at an early age. That's why I'm,
And then. Philly versus Baltimore.
Do you know that was... I don't even understand like how that went. If I would have knew that I was going to go viral, I probably would have brushed my own motherfucking hair.
Hey, I wasn't going to say nothing,
mind
y'all.
Your fucking business.
Yo, you wild.
I was fucking young as shit. Yo, the nobody thing... knew that was... Who knew that was going to go viral? Did you know that shit was
going to... I ain't know that shit either.
Nobody knew that.
This is right. No
I didn't know what viral was. Like, no, yo,
We've been prepping for the show, bro, right?
Right.
I've digging into her page and all that. I literally just realized who she was just now.
Bro.
Just now?
Do you remember? Do you remember when I hit you?
Like for real, just
now.
So
I hit you. I hit her because Cakes and all of them know her, right?
From that.
So I seen her doing music and I was like, oh, Emil Milan, she's dope. So I get on the page. And probably like months after I've been following her,
right.
she posted something, and I was like, yo,
that's her.
You miss streams? And she was like, yeah, that's me. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
History, man.
Yo, that's crazy.
I didn't realize it.
Straight up.
But then once I realized, I was like, oh, shit. That is Miss Strange. She looked just like she looked back then. You don't age at all. She looked exactly like Miss Strange. Yep. Except, yeah, her hair is a little better now. Like, that's a fact.
You feel me? Hey, yo, no, it was lit, though. But you know, I was...
You was there.
I was there.
We didn't know that we was going to go viral. Let me tell you, before that shit, remember, we was all over there. Niggas was nervous. We was all in the corner. We was like, yo, what the fuck? What if we get fucked up by these Philly niggas?
Nah, real shit. Them niggas drove up deep as shit, bro. Yo, I was youngest.
Then Shice Raw was big as shit when she popped out.
Yeah, battled Shice Raw.
Shout out Shice Raw.
I battled the nigga so, yo.
Yeah, she saved you that night. Shout out to Shice Raw. This is no shade at you. A little bit of shade, Shice Raw.
It's all shade.
You made Strange hair look better, Shice Raw, that day. I'm just gonna be honest with you. Like her.
You only made me look a little better.
Shice hair was a little more fun.
Yo, niggas was young as shit. This young is big today, yo. I was 17, if it's any consolation.
Nah, I was
17, still getting allowance. I ain't get allowance that week. I ain't do my dishes. So
no, man, you did your thing though. Like
that
was
crazy.
The bars was there. I don't give a fuck. Say what you want to say.
She held that shit down, man. She definitely straight up.
No, she definitely did.
I was nervous. I was so nervous though.
The Philly niggas was they was already used to doing that shit.
No, sure enough.
They came here.
That was something totally new for us.
They caught us off guard. Totally they knew they was gonna catch us off guard. That's why they did this shit.
It was a lot going on that day, bro. But she held the shit down. That's you know what it mean? Is. Straight up.
Did you battle that day?
Me and Tay, we wound up being the only two that really kind of carried our city that day.
We got washed that day. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Who else was there?
It was KS.
He tapped out.
Right. Oh,
I hated that.
I'm gonna keep it a bang. Take KS tapped out.
He was so
shout out my nigga Jay Rip, man. Jay Rip jumped on the bed.
He
took KS spot.
Yes, he did.
He was just in the crowd.
Jay Rip jumped in that shit. I remember.
Who else battled? Trey 8. Shout out Trey 8.
That was KS grandma, right?
KS Trey 8 went crazy. Spence, of course, my bro.
Spence went off.
You feel me?
Spence was wilding the niggas. I was the only female. Shout out to me.
You was the only. That's why I said she held this shit down, bro.
The first.
Straight up, bro.
The first.
The first female with a million views. I don't give a fuck what you bitches say. I'm the first female battle rapper with a million motherfucking views. That's why I'm a million bucks to this day.
Was anybody, was there any other females battling before Strings?
Yeah, they were battling, but they didn't have a million views.
No, from Baltimore. No, from Baltimore. I don't remember nobody from Baltimore.
Because that's why I remember her.
I'm the first female battle rapper from Baltimore.
That's a fact.
I think I might be the only female rapper from Baltimore with a million views.
Real shit.
The only person.
And then not only that, the only female rapper from Baltimore with a million views on music. Music videos.
On music videos and shit. That's what, I mean, listen, man.
The first female rapper from Baltimore signed.
Numbers don't lie, niggas.
Like, it's a lot of shit that, like, I don't know. It's like, a lot of people don't know that I suffer from bipolar disorder, so. I don't know. It's like sometimes I take long breaks from my music, but it's like that shit does not leave me. It's like it never stops. It's never going to turn off. It's never going away. So I need to just do what the fuck I need to do and kill this shit because it's in me.
Right. That's what it is.
It's in me.
With that, like, how do you manage?
Yeah, that was my next question.
How do you manage that? Because since you brought that up, like, because I know black mental health has been a thing.
You know, we're only taking that
shit. And it's serious business for real. Like, so, like, how do you manage dealing with the fuck shit that's going to come with this industry?
With the music business. I promise you.
That's why I changed my name, because after I had that first fucked up deal, it's like they took so much from me. Like, I don't get paid from none of that shit that's on Apple Music, on iTunes. I don't get paid for being Miss Strings, and it's fucked up because that's me. That's my name. Like, how the fuck you going
right.
to try to take something that's my name, that it's my God-given name? So I stopped making music.
Crazy. Right.
Like, I stopped doing music for 10 years. Like, real shit, I stopped. Thank God I don't age, because you motherfuckers are never know my true age.
Right.
Mind your business.
Talk your shit.
But still, it's like this. It's like, yo, I'm still me. I'm better. I don't do nothing but get better with time. Like, I'm going to do what the fuck I'm supposed to do with this shit. Like, it's because it's not going to leave me.
Nah, the music
some
is crazy.
Some people are natural. Some people are natural.
Nah, that's a fact.
My music is dope. My freestyles are dope.
That's a fact. Nah, it's in you.
Everything about me is dope.
Yeah, talk your shit.
And it's like, even when I'm in a strip club, when I'm dancing, I'm making my money, I'm still a star.
We're going to get to that. We're going to talk about that.
So, back to your deal. What, in your opinion, what made it a bad deal?
It was a bad deal because, like, I didn't see shit off of it. I'm signed. How the fuck am I signed, but I'm still working a 9-to-5? Like, I don't get that. Don't ever give me a deal, and I'm still busting my ass out here 9 to 5. I'm like, what the fuck?
Is this,
don't make
is this during the time of the like the Fat Man? This Scoop is right. Stuff
yes,
yes.
Okay, it so, is right
so
at the
y'all
peak
that
of,
don't know, she had
after I got off
Fat
of my
Man Scoop and everything.
Yeah, this is right off the. Okay, so that battle got me signed. Mm-hmm. It was okay. A lot of people interested at the time. I thought that I was making the best choice by signing with the label that I signed with.
Right.
No, I never got like any big money. Like, and it's crazy because I fucking turned down an opportunity with Diplo. Mm-hmm. This nigga's the biggest fucking producer in the world now. Word. And every day I gotta watch this man on TV and I'm like, yo, this nigga was my fucking producer.
Damn.
So it's like,
it happens though,
it happens.
Yo. Like,
it
shit.
Happens.
Yeah,
you roll with the punches.
Yeah, you roll with it.
I don't trip. I don't ever fucking trip off of a setback. Why? Because I know me. I know I'm a shake back. My shake backs is always what's up.
Facts.
Like, I'm talking telling you shit. Some good shit.
And you never know, man. Like, you don't know how it was going to turn out or whatever. Yeah. Everything happens for a reason. And now, you know what I'm saying, what you doing
now. At
least
now. I know. Like, when I watch TV and I see motherfuckers I worked with and did shit with, I'm like, y'all was there. Yeah.
You might have had to go through what you went through to get to where you at now.
Yeah,
I
your
still
time
coming.
It's coming.
It's real shit.
So let me ask you this. So I know you took mad time between battles. You know what I'm saying? You took your time off, came back, took time off, came back in the battle rap thing.
Yeah.
Like I told you off camera, Summer Madness just happened. Summer Madness was crazy, by the way. The ladies are getting a lot more love now, right?
Finally.
Queen of the Ring has Queen leveled up to a certain point.
I'm so happy.
I was a league owner, Boss Chick Battle League. We was trying to get the women out there. One of Vixen's first big battles was on my league.
Out here?
No, I was in New York with it. I was going back and forth to New York. Me, Boss Chick Rain. We had a battle league, Boss Chick Battle League, and we was bringing everybody out. I bought Cocoa Cakes up to New York.
Already,
you know what I'm saying?
Already,
like, make sure that
that's
we was doing it for the city. You know what I'm saying? First of all, but I want to ask you, with the way it's looking now, women are getting a bag now. Caffeine is involved now. Queen of the Ring is like stepped their game way up now.
Yeah, I like money.
What you look like coming back
I'm
outside?
Coming back. Oh, I'm letting niggas know I'm coming back outside. It's not a question. I love money.
Okay. Hey, yo.
You're talking about it's a bag involved. I want parts. What's going on?
Y'all,
I got
is
shit
that,
to talk about.
Can I say they heard it here first?
Yeah, they heard it here first. But it,
fucking
y'all
heard it
know.
Here first.
Niggas know
hey,
I'm
yo.
Back
outside.
Yo,
this
so
my
is,
first
is
time
a Mill Milan
being,
coming outside?
I'm definitely coming outside, but it's streams, baby.
Or is streams
it's
coming streams. Outside?
Streams is coming outside.
Hey, nigga, Miss Streams go. Coming back. Hey, yo, get streams the fuck out of here, nigga. We always make history on this show.
So you going back to...
Going back to the motherfucking drawing board. Why? Like,
turn
off.
Miss Streams coming back outside, niggas.
Okay.
And don't think y'all getting the listen, man. Y'all better stop playing with her, man. We got some music we're gonna play for y'all.
No, like, if I'm making a check in a club, don't even think you gonna book me for nothing less. I'm not leaving my city for what the fuck I can get here. I'm not leaving my city for that shit.
That's a big
talk.
Big
that
fact.
Talk.
Talk that money talk. Yeah, you heard me. Now let me ask you this. Is the hairbrush coming outside?
It depends on what the fuck is in my head. If I got straight backs, then why would I bring a brush?
Because the brush
is
the greatest prop in female hip hop history. That's the greatest prop in female battle rap history,
my
nigga.
I'm going to bring a brush. You know I'm going to bring my brush.
Bring a brush. I don't care if you got hair, you got cornrows. I don't give a fuck if you got a bald head. Bring the fucking brush. The brush is the shit, my nigga.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
This right here.
You know
here?
What though? That's what made bitches start using props though.
Straight up.
That's what made bitches start using props. Cause I ain't gonna hold you. That brush was not even really meant to be in the fucking shop.
The best thing about
bring the brush.
The best thing about
them
old battles, bro, is when Streets be barking on you, yo, and then she point that brush. What was we all waiting to see, y'all?
You wanted me to smack somebody with that brush.
I was like, yo, is she going to hit this bitch with the brush, yo?
I'm going to say this, bro. Y'all had to be there to really feel it. Y'all watching
right.
That shit.
Yeah. I felt it watching it, so I can only imagine.
We was in a great
lit.
Fight, though. Me and Fendi was.
Yeah, shit was lit.
I was ready to beat her dumb ass up. Who's she this? Was getting on my nerves, Fendi. Y'all.
Fendi. I thought Fendi was your peoples. No,
you know
that's
that
not
bitch?
Dumb. Oh, all right.
No,
I think
no,
that's cool.
This is a Fendi from, where the fuck was she from?
No, hey, the one from New York, right?
I don't
know.
No, this is a female from like DC or something.
Yeah, I don't know where.
Oh, we didn't know where Shorty was from, but
not Fendi with the, she had the black leather jacket on at the time.
Yo, this she was a dumb. She got like dreads.
No, different one. All right, that's a different one. All right, my fault.
She was a mess.
That was,
shout
out to back then we was on our street gutted. Like, you see how URL went, man? We was in the trench, like, you feel me? In the
shit.
City. Yeah. Niggas
where
pulling
shit could
up.
Really go down.
Shit was, you feel me? All that shit, bro. Because
I know Streams went crazy on them Philly bitches. Like, it was my fault. Pardon me for using the word bitches, but y'all know what I mean. I don't mean that in that way. But y'all don't mean that
way. Why we on battling real quick? Tay, we didn't ask you this last time. Why did you stop battling?
Bro, like that shit whenever one in my main, I was always music, music first. Person. You feel me?
Okay.
Like I said, I don't did we go into bad one at all last time?
A little bit.
Not much.
But yeah, my first battle, cause I was ready fighting it. I ain't fuck with the nigga, you feel me? And instead of fighting Luke, like, man, let's bad. Like, I never was no battler. So once I got older, bro, I start, you feel me, having kids and kids and kids and kids. You feel me?
About 25
you
kids.
You feel me? It's like,
you might not want to drink no more of this Casamigos.
Hey, for sure. No more looking for you. She might be cracking right now.
For sure.
Real shit, though, I just, like, once I start getting, like, I capitalize off of the battles, though. Like, that's how my name start. Niggas, because a lot of battle motherfuckers can't make music. You feel me? Right, but my shit was niggas like, oh, yo, your shit hard. Mm-hmm. So,
vice versa.
You real shit, though. So, I just slowly stepped away from that shit. Yeah. I just was focusing on the music. But if a bag involved,
so
you
let
know
me ask
what I mean?
You this. Seeing Sue Surf and the way he...
Surf
the way,
came back.
The way he kind of, like, is able to... Yeah. Really do both. First time we ever seen that before. Sure, cause there's other niggas who make good music. Shout out to Shotgun Shug and a couple others. Yeah. They make good music too.
But Surf
was able to really do both at the same time,
bro.
Right?
If he would take it a little more serious.
Oh, you didn't see Summer Madness.
Yeah, you ain't see Summer
Madness. No, I'm saying he don't take his rap, his regular rap.
Surf is back.
Surf is crazy. Yeah.
3-0 the nigga.
He 30 John down the dime, man. Nah, Surf.
Oh my God, really?
No, big facts. Not bad. In a bad way.
Ooh, it can happen. Surf had 3 rounds. Battle rap is unpredictable. It can happen.
Surf is one of them guys who was focused more on the music than the battles. He didn't care. Like, he like, yo, I'm already a superstar.
Sure,
you gonna pay me my bag, I'm gonna come in with two rounds. No
and
big
yo,
deal.
It's bullshit.
But John talks so much shit.
Yeah. You know,
and Surf everybody kept saying, yo, Surf, if you don't give us 3 rounds, we'll never want to see you again. Smack got on TV and was like, we ain't respecting nothing but 3 rounds. And Surf came in that bitch and showed everybody why.
Yo, first line.
He was Surf. Like, on some real shit. Yeah. Like,
yo, you remember his first line straight out the gate?
What'd he say?
Because you know, because he already knew John was going to rap about him not having 3 rounds and shit. And you're like, you know, he got shot. You're like, they done hit my ankles.
Yo,
my arms. It's still bullets in me my whole life.
I can't get
rounds. I
get out.
Niggas
fire.
Get to going crazy. Like,
that
oh my
shit was
God.
Fire. Yeah. No, that stupid. Shit was fire. But he went in and he was one of the ones that was able to mix it in.
Sure
so
enough,
we asked
sure
Streams.
Enough.
We asked Streams.
I don't know.
What's up with Tay Wilson getting back in the ring? Is it ever gonna happen?
Nah, it makes sense, happen? Yo. I ain't gonna lie. As long as some bread, I do this shit if I'm dropping the tape. Like, I'm just feeling me. That'll be some promo
facts.
With it.
Facts.
And I gotta be getting that bread, some pay. I ain't gonna tax. If it's from my city, I ain't gonna tax niggas too crazy. But
we definitely need that bag.
You gotta be against the right nigga.
I'm asking him because it looks like Killer Be Killed is turning into something.
Nah,
like, we about to have something.
Shout out Heron, bro. Like,
no, facts.
He definitely went
up. Shorty, like,
shout out Shaka Pitts. Let me say that
shout
first.
Out Shaka,
shout out
but
Shaka.
Look,
first. Oh, okay.
Shout out Shaka, but.
We're going to come back to that
listen,
face.
Bro.
We're going to come back to that facial expression. Go ahead.
You see what he doing for the city, bro? No niggas ain't. Like, he bringing the culture,
shit.
The URL culture, the main stage shit to the to the trenches. Like, you feel me?
Nah,
like,
I never
you guys
seen, I never seen
him.
No battle like that
never.
In the city. And you know what I'm saying?
I
came out a little bit after y'all. And I can't, like, my first battle rap event was, like, the pit fights. I wasn't into battle rap. I was like, yo, two niggas standing in front of each other talking all that shit. Like, I'm a pop. I couldn't even go, like, if I had a homeboy that was battle rapping, don't bring me.
You know, Spence got in a fight.
No, he told us on the show.
Yeah,
he
got
us on the show.
Battle. Like, that shit could go down, but.
But see, that's me. Like, I don't.
But I used
now
to be
I can
that,
differentiate
look,
the difference.
I used to be that hot head nigga too, yo. Like, you feel me? It's a shout out. I was on Pit Fights Ray. What's the nigga name? I forgot the nigga name from Philly. I wanted to whip his ass. Like, you feel me?
Yeah,
but I just had to hold my composure. Like, we going
professional.
But he was talking shit on Facebook. I was ready to whip him. Yo, like, nigga, you in my city, nigga. Like, you feel me? No, he was talking some disrespectful shit. Like, past battle rap. I'm like, nigga. Like,
yo,
you
that's
me?
What they do now, though.
Nah, but.
They take
know,
it too
bro.
Far now, yo.
I don't know.
So speaking of that, because Jell just
Stampede.
Said,
because
Jell Stampede.
Look, somebody on my live.
You know, Stamp's still bad on that.
He's still bad
on
yeah.
I don't give a fuck. He tried to play at me when I was younger, so I don't fuck with him. That's how I'm.
Okay, it is. Yeah, it's up then.
You feel me?
That's like when the Philly bitches
play with me. Before you get to that, bro, let's take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break. All right, we'll be right back, y'all, on the Levels Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Sad, what's up, babe?
You are now tuned in to the Levels Podcast. Brought to you in part by the Chart House Music Group. For all your music promotion, marketing strategies, and career branding needs, we in the house. the Chart House Music Group.
All right, we're back. Thank you to our sponsors.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to the Chart House Music Group. Sir. Always sponsoring the Levels Podcast, man. We appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all hit up the Chart House Music Group for all of your music needs. Engineering, producing, songwriting. You know, saying they do it all, studio time, the whole nine, man. Make sure y'all hollering at the Chart House Music Group. We will definitely be able to level you up from what you currently are doing. Chart House also does media, social media platform building, branding, ambassador, everything. That's a big fact, man. So shout out to them, and we appreciate them for always making sure that we are able to do stuff like this, like drink Casamigos, and oh shit, edit that part, bro. We're not supposed to say the names of them. We don't get no check.
They gonna cut the check,
One day they gonna cut the check, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But nah, man, they make sure that we always able to have a good time and have legends like these two on our stage. So we appreciate that.
Sure,
real quick, man, we're gonna wrap up this battle rap part of it because I want to know what Emil has going on right now. Let me ask y'all this: do you think coming back, because Reed Dollars and Murder Mook just had a battle, and it was the worst battle I ever seen in my life.
Damn.
The worst battle, yo,
that
facts.
Reed
big
one,
facts.
Though,
bro. Y'all being legends on that level, right? Y'all from that era.
Right.
I don't think y'all realize it, but y'all from that era.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Can y'all keep up with the new way the battle rap is going? It's different now.
I'm a ladies first. I'm a lady.
Yeah. Oh, let me get my.
No, go ahead.
Let me get my little Facebook involved in this because they will let us. Because
I'm gonna ask the question again.
Ready.
For that, because I want to see what they want to say too.
That's a good question though. That's a real question.
It's a real question. And here's the thing. Shout out to Reed Dollars. Shout out to Murder Mook. Both of these niggas can rap. Right. Both of them can rap. That's a fact. Like, we're not denying that. No, but he can still put words in. He's still nice. He still say some shit that make you be like, oh shit, he said that shit was hard, right? That's like DMX can still, rest in peace, DMX. Rest in peace. He could still rap, though, and he could still rap.
He can put words together, right? Okay.
He can still put words in. Reed can still rap, but it's a difference between rapping and being able to get on that stage and do what they're doing
actually,
now.
Actually, like, perform and really get to it?
Can you keep up with what they're doing now, or do you need a tune-up battle?
I'm going to definitely tune up first.
Okay.
Sure. Nobody's going to just jump straight out there. Like, I haven't been watching none of that shit. I would be a fool to sit here and say, I'm just jumping straight back out there. I'm killing anybody. Come on now. Let's be real. No, I'm going to sit back for the next couple months.
Right.
Definitely before the year's out, I'm going to have my first battle. But
okay.
I'm going to sit down. I'm going to do my research. I'm not ready to just jump out there and, like...
Yeah.
Really pretend with myself. No.
No, that's what it is.
I'm gonna fuck these bitches up. Right. I'm gonna do my motherfucking homework and I'm gonna bring home the motherfucking crown. That's just it.
That's what it is, man.
Nothing less.
Can I say this? Mm-hmm. Off camera, Amir said, caution, she'll kill you.
Period. I said it.
Shout out to Caution.
And I say, Rob, bet not fucking help you.
I got hella love for both for Zen
Me
and Caution
too.
From Philadelphia.
I love y'all.
Shout out
but come
to
on,
them.
Man. Let's keep this shit but, a bang. Let's keep it fed.
That'll be fine.
But Caution, fine. You know the vibes. You my homie.
That'll be fine.
But I'm from Baltimore.
Let's get it.
I ride with Caution because she always supports. Listen, man, I'm from Baltimore, my nigga. I'm from Baltimore, dummy. I can't. Like, listen, man. It's going to be crazy in there. I think the tension will be thick. But
I think
what
it's
going to
be a great battle.
Yeah, nah.
Definitely going to be a great battle.
I agree.
I'm coming for a great battle. I don't want it to be all like on extra. I want us to both come do our shit because it's my return.
Facts.
So y'all know I'm not coming halfway.
Big facts.
I'm not playing with it. This is my return. I got a lot of shit to talk about. I have not battled in 10 fucking years. I'm not playing with nobody.
So tune up battle first.
Tune up battle first.
Then we coming for Caution.
And I'm coming for Lady Caution.
Who you want for the tune-up?
Damn.
I don't fucking know. Who?
It's some girls out here now. It's target practice out here. That's a big fact.
Which one of you hoes gonna be my crash dummy?
Okay. All right.
You heard what she said. You heard her?
Anytime, any place. Like, that's what they tell bitches down to cut. Anytime, any place, I'm ready whenever you are.
Said target practice. So Tay. Damn. Well.
Same question to you.
Showing up, man. Look,
you seen, you watching.
Nah,
you saw what Chess and Easy did. Easy, shout out to Easy. Shout out to Easy the Block Cat, man.
Nah, they had a classic. My nigga, that's Easy, Battle
my nigga
of the
Easy,
Night.
Yeah, my nigga Battle Easy has come up. Like Easy was back then, too. He was bad on back then, too. So
them niggas went stupid, bro. But, like, I'm not, bro, I really, like, the problem with Reed and Mook and all them, like you said, we not taking away from that rap, but they got to know it's a new style of rap. Mm. Like, all that slower, they be rapping too slow, bro. Facts. Like, fact. You that gotta speed that fact, shit up. Bro. You gotta bring that aggression. Mm-hmm. So I know what the fuck to do. So I don't, you know what I mean? It's whatever with me.
Talk your shit.
I ain't gonna hold you. It's whatever with me.
So y'all saying possibly another Levels podcast exclusive here. So possibly we can get a card in Baltimore.
Let's do it.
With Lil Tay. Yeah. And Miss Streams on it.
But we gotta get Bones from the Park involved because that's my guy.
Shout out Bones.
Bones from the Park.
Hey, yo, it's shout out whatever. To Tootaloo, too. Yeah.
Shout out my man, Lou.
You gotta get Tootaloo.
Bro.
You gotta get Tootaloo.
He just FaceTimed.
Shout him out. He just we know he's gonna be in our ass. So, definitely.
Yo, shout out to Tootaloo, man. Like, listen, man, that's my nigga, bro. So, you know who Tootaloo is with the tattoos on? Tootaloo, yeah, I fucks with you.
I want to say he was viral before Soulja Boy.
No, real shit.
Big
no,
shit.
Seriously.
Nah, real
man.
Shit.
He was,
nah,
y'all.
Quick little story. You know, my bro Spence, I ain't know who Luke was and shit. We young as shit in high school. Mm. The nigga Spence was going crazy for Luke. Luke. Like, for we downtown. He like, yo,
don't
do
him like that. Don't do him like that. Yo, we on camera.
I'm like, yo.
Don't do Spence
that
way.
Hey, shout out Spence. Shout out my bro.
Spence was
you feel me?
Yeah, Spence was saying, man. Shout out to Spence, man.
Show enough.
All right, yeah, so we might be able to get a call with both of y'all on the call.
Absolutely. Yeah, just gotta make sense though, bro.
It gotta make sense money wise. We got kids.
Yeah, no, right. Sure. Nah,
big shit.
Like,
nah, that's
not
real.
One.
Nah,
sure.
That's real shit.
I got two.
So let me get y'all this.
Tay got football team.
Yeah, yeah. Tay got a soccer team, nigga.
Tay
got a soccer team, nigga.
Tay got kids to pay for CDs.
Right, facts. Tay got a fucking street team, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Tay got a street team, nigga.
Promote this mixtape. You ain't
eating. Real shit. The kids come in like, Dad, what we doing for Christmas?
Hey,
I'm gonna show you what we doing for Christmas. Put this paper in the CD case.
Tell your friends to make TikTok videos of my songs.
Yo, my sons be trying to rap already. You know,
if I go viral, y'all niggas get a Christmas. Make it happen. Nah, that's what's up, man. Nah, man, that's gonna be dope, man. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna put this clip out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We sending it to Heron. We sending it to Stiz. We, you know what I'm saying? We can get it around. Like, so we're gonna see what happens from it, man.
For real.
But let me ask you this as our special guest. Battle rap's over. Not over. You took a break from battle rap.
Yeah, I
did. To us from the outside, Streams goes away for a long time. Right, mm-hmm. We don't see you. We like, yo, you know, the word is like, you know, where she at? What she doing? And then Emile Milan pops up.
The rebrand.
Right? The rebrand, you know, pops up. We heard what started the rebrand because of the bad deal. You had to change the name.
Yeah.
Where we at with that now?
So where we basically are is where the hell I left off. I'm just picking up where I left off. Like, it's nothing different besides I switched my name up. It's still my name because it's the name I was God-given.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, it's like I took Emile Milan. I just revamped myself. I grew up. I became that bitch. I was always that bitch, but I really became that bitch.
Right? Talk your shit.
I became that bitch.
Talk your shit. So you've been back to that.
Bitch,
okay.
You know, I just really bossed up. I'm like, yo, a million. I done already had a million views. I done seen $1 million. I done ran through all kinds of money.
Right.
I'm definitely ready to be a male Milan trying to see a million for real. This time it's going to be my own bag.
Right.
Oh, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. So let me, before we get into this, because we're going to play some music. We're going to play some music from you just so they can get a little
Hurry,
bit of what you
cousin.
Do. We're going to get a little bit of what you do. When did the trap come into play and how?
Man, the trap been in play for a long time. That's why I know that these bitches that was battling wasn't really doing their research. Because you talking about a Coles job. Bitch, I was already shaking my ass. So what you talking about?
Okay, so, okay.
Like, what you talking about?
We did not know that. I didn't know that, yo. What the fuck is shit?
If you knew, you would know. Like, and as quiet as it was kept, because niggas in my city respected me. They did not ever disrespect me. That's one thing I can say.
Sure.
Just all the strength of me being Miss Streams, I always got respect. I'm not one of them bitches that got to be in a club popping pussy and shaking ass and doing the most. You know I'm a twerker, because that's what I do.
Right.
But I ain't got to do the most to get a bag, because it's just me. Like, I'm already respected. Niggas know what time it is.
For y'all that don't know, Streams is, I feel like she might be taller than me. She's tall. I didn't realize that, like, watching it on camera. Maybe it's because she was standing at the Shice Raw.
Chase Rawls even but, taller.
Facts.
I'm 6 foot.
Facts.
Stallion.
But let me That's what I was getting to. So now, how was it in the battles? Because you used to do the leggings before they was leggings. I think they were sweatpants, but they fit leggings. You like leggings.
They were leggings.
Like the camera.
No, Mr. Shady.
Let's be real.
That is a
Tay.
Leggings.
Tay, tell hey, the yo. Truth. What, Tay, what, tell what, the what, truth.
Hey,
during the strings versus Chase Raw battle, what happened?
Oh God, don't talk about it.
Yeah. All right.
What so are now, you talking about? Are you talking about the Zayman?
Hey. Go to YouTube. Chase Raw versus strings.
Hey yo,
was that a thing? Like, cause you said everybody they respected you and all that, and I know they probably didn't say nothing disrespectful, or do nothing disrespectful.
No,
they
didn't. Was that a thing
for you? Like, was you what? Like having to worry about that in a male driven whole situation? And you was
first
the,
of all,
was
that
the
was
only
my
female.
Ultimate insecurity. Him zooming on my cooch was the worst thing that could ever happen to me.
Now people really
in the middle of a battle.
Let me tell y'all, in high school, I always knew that it was out there. Right. So like, it all started in high school when I had wore these leggings. And this little horny ass boy was like, "Hey yo, you got a fat ass pussy."
Hey, right. I had ass because I watched. No, listen. Y'all, go to YouTube.
Well, they already there now.
Right, they probably said pause. Went to YouTube. Went to YouTube. Chase Raw versus Lady Streams.
I couldn't believe
and
that.
The battle's going on. And you like, oh shit, this shit hard. Yo, this shit hard. And then they like, all right, time. And then the camera just go boom.
I couldn't believe it. I was so mad.
Hey yo,
it went from right.
Imagine
here.
My father's horror as he watching my battle and that shit still in on that. My father was like, "Who the fuck recorded this?"
Right. So yo, we don't know what went viral actually. So we're gonna just say it was Mr.
I went viral for
hold on, yo, we got welcome no, the audience fact. Back, yo. Welcome back.
Shout out to the audience. Y'all back? You saw what we was talking about. Good job. All right, so now back to
y'all lit.
Back to this show, my fault.
Y'all real sorry, lit
yo.
Tonight.
I'm yo, I had yo.
Damn.
I had to, yo. It was a yo.
Sure no.
It's so obvious, bro, that it was kind of like yo. You couldn't even ignore it. The shit was like.
Hell yeah.
Doom, doom, doom.
I don't know.
Like, I was crazy.
Who
was recording?
Well, how old
was I? 17?
Was on the camera.
How old was you when we did the battle?
I was like 15, 16, some shit.
You was young. So but I was
this nigga looked like a baby. Yeah,
I was young as shit. That's when I had no bucket hat.
Yes, Mr. Bucket Hat, man.
You ain't had no facial hair.
No facial hair. I had an earring. And right. You feel
me? Was a baby, yo.
Straight
you was
up.
Young.
Right. Straight up.
Ever.
Right. You feel me?
So back to this, like, do you see any kind of, do you ever go through any kind of issues with doing what you do for let me get your money to trap and doing the music? Is it ever somewhere where it's a conflict where you feel like they might not be taking your music serious enough because they only looking at you for that part, or is that something that you don't feel that at all?
Say it one more time because I thought
you
was talking to say.
No, you good? No. So are you?
I thought you was talking to say.
So doing being in trap, right, being a dancer and doing your music. Do you ever feel like people not taking your music as serious because they only come in for the dance, for the twerk videos?
I'm going to tell you one thing. Like, for some weird reason, these motherfuckers keep me relevant.
Okay.
It does not escape me. People be like, "Yo, what you doing with your music?" Like, every time they see always like,
that's what's up.
What's going on? So I know that it's God-given.
Right.
I know that I need to get it out because if I don't, like, it's going to be wasted talent. And I'm not a wasted talent, y'all.
That's what's
you
up.
You don't carry yourself like
you don't. No, you don't. Not at all. Like I said,
she carry herself like a star. Like,
and when I said what I said before the interview, where I was like, "Yo, she might have tried to stunt on me," not because I'm not who I am, but because she is who she is, and because she has the following that she has. Sometimes you don't know when somebody coming at you for some like real.
And she got to know you, Charles Valentine.
Valentine.
That's what we doing. That's what we doing. Mr. Telephone Man.
I need to hear. Yo, you got some of them songs?
Let me tell y'all.
I need to hear something.
Hold on. Let me tell a quick story real quick.
No, we don't want to hear.
Nah. Kyra know the story. She know the story already. Look, babe, she just sang Mr. Telephone Man. As a kid, right. See her face. As a kid, a little kid, my mother used to torture me because my mom's a singer. Shit. And I could sing. And I'm talking like your age, 10, 11 years old. She would have Tupperware parties and
get
all. Y'all know if you're an 80s baby, you know what a Tupperware party is.
So when your mother sold Tupperware,
she had everybody over the house and they be buying the fucking plastic bowls and shit. The Tupperware bowls.
I never heard of that.
Right? So they would have actual like parties and shit. Everybody come to the house. My mother used to make me stand in the middle of the floor.
Sing
and sing to the people like I was like some kind of motherfucker. Sing
what,
yeah?
What you used to
dance,
say?
Mr. Telephone Man, nigga.
Give us a rendition, yeah? Give us a rendition.
So why would I feel the need to say that?
That ain't
crazy.
Fuck
out of
here.
It was not Mr. Telephone Man.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yo, what you was talking about?
That was a fuck y'all. I'm not singing for you niggas. Like, that's
yo,
what
play
that
some
was.
Real music, yeah.
All right, let me play something real quick from a man. Real quick, man, because she sent us some music. We're gonna go into this one. You wanna intro your song or you want me?
Man, we already getting into talking that shit. Y'all already know what time it is. We already getting to talking that shit. I already be talking that shit because that's what I do. I talk my shit.
Let's go.
You gotta start it from the beginning.
Start from the beginning? Good. Thank you for saying that because the sound wasn't on anyway.
I need a shot.
I swear he can't make this up. All I can do is tell my story. My fly business. Really been somewhere in love. Took a couple trips. Spent a couple dollars on another nigga's expense. Keep talking that shit.
Yeah.
You ain't said nothing slick. So keep talking that shit. Keep talking that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't said nothing slick. So keep talking that shit. Keep talking that shit.
I know it's so bad.
You ain't said nothing slick. So keep talking that shit. Keep talking that shit.
Miss Train, hey, sir, I mean, I'm sorry. That was Amil Milan talking
she was
that shit
on that one, bro.
Yeah,
she was Miss Strays on that.
Definitely talking that shit.
I don't know if she gonna want to battle you after that. Though.
My music is dope. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
I'm just saying.
Like,
nah, that was fire. That was fire.
That's fire.
Yeah, that was fire. Right there.
That was fire.
Music
nah,
is definitely
you
that.
Doing it. Nah, you doing it. And then if y'all will see right there the music video. You know what I'm saying? If y'all looking at it on YouTube, it'll be right there. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see the video. Like, she really putting her money behind what she doing
sure
and investing in herself, which is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to people all the time.
Investing in myself. You got
to
do that.
Yeah. Nah, facts. Yeah. We talk to people all the time about the podcast world, and they be like, yo, like, I want to start a podcast. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Investing in yourself is the main thing,
real
man.
Shit, real
consistency
still
is one thing. Consistency you have, obviously, because you're still doing this.
Yeah.
And then investing in yourself
I
is the other
that,
thing,
bro.
Man. Nah, I, nah,
you know how
I mean,
feel
for
about
real.
Some female.
Yeah. He's not the biggest fan of female. Nah, if Gerald say it's hot, it's hot. Because
I don't like a whole bunch of pussy talk. I can't listen to that.
I don't just talk about my pussy.
Nah, you killed that. That was fine.
I like both.
That shit was hard.
But you don't want to hit.
I like both.
I can't
ride in
the car. You like to ride with the windows down.
I can't ride in the car.
Pussy.
I can't ride around in the car like that. Pause.
You just said
I told you,
like
don't give him no more shots, yo. I just like to hear.
That's the kind of people talk.
I just like to hear women express themselves in rap. Like, if you can rap and you put them bars together, I really don't care what you're talking about if you can put them bars together.
Absolutely.
If you make the pussy talk sonically, if the pussy talk sound good, it sound good, bro. Like, but no,
I like
you're right.
It. I so, like it.
No, yeah,
you
yeah,
said you just want to hear something besides that.
No, I like both.
You like
both. I'm saying when I ride, and I want to hear. I want to talk that talk.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I want.
It's like
I don't care. The pussy talk is cool, but I ain't gonna lie.
Lil Kim did it the best though.
But no, real shit though. No, shout out Kim.
When you talk about Kim, she make you forget that, you know what I'm saying? When you talk about Kim, let me tell you, the hardest thing in the world was, we used to be in the club,
the joint come on, right? You be like, oh shit, that's the shit. And she could start off, I used to go, and you gotta remember
to throw lips to the shit.
Nah, you start rapping it, bro.
You know how catchy that shit is, for sure, that you literally, as a nigga, you gotta be like, oh shit, nah, I'm not singing that shit.
Nah, show enough.
Because the shit was so catchy and she was so good at the shit, at doing what she was doing, that you was like, yo, the song is just fucking dope.
Nah, it is what it is, right? It's real
Meg does the same thing. Cardi does the same thing where you might forget, like, oh shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that's a talent.
I'm right with both of them.
I fuck with both of them. I fuck with Meg and Cardi.
The GOAT of females?
Not GOAT, bro. Come on, bro. Are we having this conversation?
Who the GOAT, y'all? Out of them two that he named.
He talking about Nicki, bro. No, shout out to Nicki. Okay. But GOAT, my nigga?
Nicki definitely, she did her shit.
I don't think she's for the new age. For the new people.
She's 50.
Let me say this.
Hey,
we're gonna break.
Hey, they talking spicy.
Listen, man. No, what I'm saying is,
thank you. Streams the goat. Somebody just said, streams the goat. Period.
Talk your shit.
Period.
Listen, what I'm saying is, Nicki started this new wave of what's going on in hip hop right now.
Yeah, she had a lot of people problem with her because she got signed first.
And she got signed first, and she's a huge star. She started
she
something.
I'm gonna tell you, motherfuckers,
all of your
real
all
shit.
Your bunnies and
listen,
your dolls.
Hold on, listen. So when my battle first went viral, the battle Baltimore versus Philly, I had said something about Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma.
I remember.
My battle got flagged three times. They deleted that battle three times.
I know that
Baltimore versus Philly battle was up and deleted three
times.
I was in the middle of a bidding war with fucking Def Jam. Right. They wanted to sign me. This was in 2009. I was already, 19 years old? Nicki Minaj was 28.
Right.
That shit was hella hectic. I'm trying to tell you some good shit. That shit right there with Nicki Minaj, I'm trying to tell you, that's why they try to silence me and keep me shut.
That's true.
Because they knew that I was coming for blood. Because I was really nice.
Yeah,
I
knew that.
I was battle rapping. That's the truth.
That's true.
And that's the shit that I deal with every day.
This is real shit.
This is what I deal with on the inside. Because Nicki Minaj blew in the fuck they shelf me. Yeah. Because they already knew what time it was. This young black girl from Baltimore that's really a freestyler that's killing it. And they silenced me, but they let this bitch make it. And I'm tired of holding that shit back.
Talk your shit.
I'm tired of holding that shit back. It's been 10 years.
Y'all heard what she said, dummy.
Straight up.
No, that's what really fucking happened.
No, this is. I mean, listen,
hold on,
man.
Bro, hold on.
No, that's really what fucking happened. I can freestyle.
Say,
can Nicki Minaj freestyle? I don't think so. Hold on, what she said.
What you got to say, bro? Big bro.
What's up?
And it better not be the Casamigos talking. Let me hear something, man.
Miss Streams.
Right. I mean, that's just that. Niggas want to know why I go ghost and I be silent. I'm dealing with real demons of the industry.
Miss Dreams, I love you. Keep it up.
She wasn't expecting that. She thought he was going to say something else. She thought he was going to say something else.
She thought
I was going to go crazy.
No, we let it.
I love the energy. Keep that.
Hey, Felicia. Hey, baby.
Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I say about that.
Hey, boy, Rahat, sis. I love y'all. I'm back out here.
Here's what I said. Shout out to the whole, is that Facebook Live?
I don't just shake my ass, y'all. See, I'm still out here doing this music. Stop talking about me shaking my ass all day. I don't just be shaking my ass all day.
Real shit. Listen.
I'm out here. Share this shit.
The reason why that energy is what's up is because, let's be honest, Nicki came with that same energy, right? This is the competitiveness. This is why battle rap is still around and why it's still relevant. Because the competitiveness is still there. The love is still there, but the competitiveness, is still there.
What the fuck is funny, Dez?
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what you do. This is what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I'm the best. Period. No, that's real. Fuck shit, what they though. Talk yeah, about. Yeah, this is sure. what's up for real.
That's real
man.
Shit.
I love that energy.
Yeah, nah.
That's real shit.
It's coming.
Man.
So that listen. Energy. Listen, something that we always do on the Levels podcast is we do the level down.
We're going to go to break first.
We're going to go to.
I'm gonna break.
You just stopped my whole. I had momentum going, yo.
Yeah, we gotta let take the sponsors quick, talk.
Yeah, bro. We gotta let the sponsors talk. Come we'll be on, right back, man. We'll be right back on the Levels podcast. We are gonna pop this bottle. Don't worry. We'll be right back on the Levels podcast.
Yes, sir.
Oh, baby daddy.
You are now tuned in to the Levels podcast, brought to you in part by the Chart House Music Group. For all your music promotion, marketing strategies, and career branding needs, we in the house. The Chart House Music Group.
All right, we're back. Thank you to our sponsors.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, that.
Shout out to Chart House Music Group. But yeah, more that. Importantly, man, shout out to our guest today, man.
Sure.
Our special guest, Emil Milan.
Straight up.
We appreciate you. This has been a lot of fun. You enjoying yourself?
Man, I'm so fucked up right now, but I'm still here. I'm alive and well. I'm still here. I'm still talking my shit.
Already.
I can
already.
Handle my shit. So it is what it is. I'm just feeling
do.
Real.
We had fun. Shout out to T. Wilson, our special guest host.
All right, I appreciate y'all. You're
Nah, bro, we appreciate
that's how they
you,
had me
bro.
In the A. They had me super furred, yo.
Nah, you
by the time
you
I was done, I'm telling them I'm in love. I'm telling them
I'm in love.
I was lit.
Don't worry about it, bro.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. We in there. We trying to have a regular interview, right? We asking him questions. That. We asking him about stuff. So we asked him about his relationship status, right?
No, yo, he didn't say it on the show.
Oh, right. It was off camera.
But
it was
I got
camera.
The footage,
saying
though.
I'm in love.
So, we, yo, nah, goes in, right?
It's just a lucky lady.
Yeah, goes in, though. Goes in, though. He like, yo, so Envy, you married? Jails.
Don't do it like that. What you already do all that, though.
I'm being honest. Yeah,
how did you know you had the one?
That's my nigga.
No, no, no. We
how you
good.
Know?
Don't do him that way.
No, how did you know? What you did? Hold on. What you did, yo? How did you pose, yo?
You feel me?
Pull it out, take it easy.
Yo, I know I'm in love, yeah.
I love that.
I know I'm in love.
That is so sweet when you find
her. I love her, yo.
Shit, I was just, you know.
Hey, yo, Emil, listen.
Hey, we're going to put the footage out.
Shout
yeah.
out to Blake Love. Nigga, where the thing? When you clap.
Yeah, yeah.
We literally, the clap thing?
Black Love.
Shout out to Black Love.
Shout out to Black Love.
Not the phone foul.
Shout out to Black Love.
I believe in Black Love, even though my kid's mixed.
Right.
Shit.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, what they mixed with?
So you waited to say that? No, I'm getting a look in my face. Don't take another shot.
Even though my kid's is biracial,
oh, I got you. Oh,
it's still Black Love.
Really? Okay?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Shout out to Black Love and shout out to Interracial Love and Mixed Up. Man, enough. Shout out to Love.
Shout out to Love.
No, because y'all both love, married, man. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it sparked the conversation. Was, I'm like, yo, I want to get married. Because,
you know, Spence had his lady. Yeah. She was pretty, like, it was an emotional moment.
It was an emotional moment.
It was not, first of all, it was not an emotional moment.
It was because he made it that way. Kay
was emotional.
Kay
was emotional.
He was going too far. Like,
fuck out of here.
No, y'all had me lit, though, yo. I ain't going
to
lie.
I can't wait to get married myself.
He made me want to text my wife and apologize for something, ain't he?
Right.
He did it.
Apologize for the future.
He did it.
No, we was lit, though. Nah, we was lit, man. Though. Y'all niggas came down to A, man. We had a good time. No real shit, though. All jokes aside, sure. I enjoyed myself, bro. Yeah, like, facts. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I was just telling my girl, like, yo, this probably the best. Like, you feel no real shit, though. Like, I do a lot of interviews, but y'all really, like, y'all make this shit fun.
They don't go against
y'all,
the grain.
Y'all, yeah, like, y'all really, you feel me? So I appreciate that shit, man.
Nah, that's what's up, man.
Why I drink my whole shot?
Oh, damn, she, she lit.
I do this every night.
Wait, don't pour them, because we going
to
get.
Shout out to our son.
Before we end this show, we're going to do this. Shout out to my brother Gels, because none of this would be this is him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, it's us. What are you Gels, talking about?
No. I always say this every time somebody big up the show. Gels came to me with the idea of this show. You know what I'm saying? What's up? Oh no, you
she said she need a shot.
I done drank my damn shot out.
You drank
I thought
it.
We was ready to do a whole
We got to pop this. Yeah. We got to pop this. Gels came up with the idea for the podcast. I'm a soldier. Jell said, yo, let's do it. I never thought about doing one. I never wanted to do one. I didn't think I had nothing to say or nothing like that. And now I find myself.
You got a lot to say.
I got a lot to say, my nigga.
A whole lot.
A whole lot to say.
So shout out to my brother, because what y'all said, what y'all just look, and I appreciate y'all for giving
and one
that
more
love,
thing
but.
And how y'all come on, cause you know I ain't know y'all niggas from that. I be paranoid, bro. Like you I don't fuck with everybody. Like you see the when I came strapped. Spence had his gun. I'm like, I don't know these niggas.
Hey, hold up, but look,
you feel me?
But when you came in, what was we?
Y'all niggas was strapped too. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm like, oh, all right. Then y'all had the table set up.
These is Baltimore
drink.
Niggas.
Yeah, y'all had the table set up.
I came without my gun. Can y'all believe this
hey, yo,
shit?
Yeah, you no, safe here. Shit.
No, but
you're
no, the they really
you're
good,
in a safe
bro.
Place.
So
you're
was,
in a safe place.
I was just going to say, and how y'all come up, bro. Like, y'all really, yeah. You feel me? It don't be no extra shit. It make a nigga
very,
want, yeah, like, you
very
feel me?
Like, nah, straight up.
That's what we do this for, man. It's love. We gonna talk about the real shit, but we ain't here to fucking tear nobody down
shit,
or none
man.
Of that shit, man. We gonna talk about real shit. I asked you, right? I asked him the same thing before. Like, yo, if it's something you don't want to talk about, that ain't that makes for a bad interview, my nigga.
Sure
like,
not.
I don't want it to be uncomfortable. Had them little uncomfortable silences
straight
and
up.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
But if you tell me it's all good, we gonna talk it about it, but in the light. No, we had fun here. We
so
talk
up.
Shit.
You know
here.
What's crazy? Like, I thought y'all was really going to talk about me going to prison and shit, but y'all never brought it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I told
say that
you.
For part two, yeah.
Okay.
So see, so wait a minute, so y'all. No,
straight
don't
up.
Do
see
that
for
the
part
end.
Two.
Don't do that.
See, I'm intrigued. We don't hear
hey, listen,
part two.
Hey, listen.
That's the sneaky advantage I got over you bitches. Y'all bitches
part
don't
two.
Got no fucking charges. Y'all ain't never been no fucking prison. You bitches is weak as shit. Y'all
talk
bitches
shit.
Ain't no fucking gangsters. Y'all be acting like y'all fucking about it. Y'all not.
Talking spicy.
Yeah, bitch, I'm really about that shit I talk about. I just did three. And a motherfucking can because you
about
bitches
to be 8 foot
bitches.
Tall on y'all bitches. Hurry. Man, watch y'all shit.
And I'm talking about all my motherfucking life experiences
she
and all my bad
right,
bitches.
Hey,
she
yo, got me beat. I'm 6'7". She's 7 foot.
Hey,
I love it.
Y'all knew I was gonna do that shit.
Hey,
y'all
listen.
Know I'm still ignorant, rude as fuck, and don't give a fuck because period, I don't give a damn.
Baltimore shit, Dami. Listen, man.
Straight up.
Yo, I appreciate y'all for being here for the show. But before we go, we're going to go into the level down for episode number 64 of the Levels Podcast. Now, for those that don't know, because we've been away for a couple weeks.
What episode did you say?
Four, right?
That 64.
Fuck, no, yeah. 64. Okay. I said 64.
I think you said 54.
Hey, wife,
right.
I think he had too much to drink.
No, I said the right one.
Oh, he said the right one?
That's probably
what
I'm making
sure. That's probably my fault. So the level down on the Levels Podcast is somebody that's going to get their credit for being stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do some dumb shit, and on the Levels Podcast, as much as this one, this is gonna show y'all why we do the level down. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what kind of status you got. You can get a level down, and this one hurts my heart for real.
Come on, cousin.
Cause throughout my life,
I know what he about to do.
I need to know what's going on.
I know
on,
what's right here.
I don't know what the fuck.
This nigga's sick, though.
Throughout my life.
Hey yo,
you been the soundtrack,
bro.
Unfortunately,
it's okay.
Hey,
it's okay.
Unfortunately, you know the horror story of a lot of other people's young life.
Hey, yo. I still
definitely
know.
Young.
Crazy, yeah.
A lot of young girls. Go ahead, bro.
Fuck you up, cutting you to level down for episode number 64.
You hit the wrong button.
Yeah, yo, what's up, bro? You know we in this bitch.
Episode number 64 is level down.
This nigga really hurt though.
You say it for real.
It's Robert Kelly.
He really is.
Now I'm really hurt.
That was his idol.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Since the inception of the Levels Podcast, y'all all know how much I am a fan of R. Kelly's music.
I am too though, bro.
Music.
I still listen to it too.
Oh, listen, bro, listen. Of R. Kelly's music.
Music.
I've been the type of person
nah,
that I am the type of person.
Cut
I
it
can
out.
No, listen. No, no, that's a fact.
Okay.
I am the type of person that can separate the man from the music or the person from the art, right? You could do all types of fuck shit out in the world. Michael Jackson wasn't always the best person in the world. We don't know what was true or what's not. Prince, maybe some people got horror stories about Prince. But
straight
R.
Up.
Kelly.
Sinead O'Connor has horror stories about
right,
Prince.
Facts. Cher, Madonna, Britney Spears, everybody. You, R. Kelly.
A goat. I got
I
a question.
Have
though.
Taken the cake. My
hey,
yo.
I can't believe him.
Hey, bro, I got a question though. So, do y'all if without all the shit R. Kelly did, do you consider him the king of R&B?
Yes,
I do too.
Yes,
without not talking about the shit he did.
Right.
That trapped in the closet set the motherfucking bar.
Let me bring it to this.
That's what
and I can no longer defend him now because all this time I've been riding on the word what, Jels?
I'm quiet.
He hitting the buttons.
I've been riding on the word allegedly. However, let me go into this real quick. However, a jury has found R. Kelly guilty on it.
Say it. Come on, yes. Are you fucking crying, bro? Scream like you was his innocence, nigga. Scream. Yeah. Guilty.
R. Kelly is guilty of racketeering.
He's nasty.
Including acts of bribery and sexual exploitation of a child.
Peeing on people.
Along with separate charges of sex trafficking. Come on,
nigga. That's not cool.
Unfortunately, in New York. Come on. No, not unfortunately. I take that back. Fortunately, a predator has been taken off of the streets. R. Kelly has been found guilty.
Okay.
I'm a girl
just
dad.
In New York.
I'm a girl dad.
Right.
He has more charges coming. Real talk, like off camera, I always tell Giles, like, bro, we can't agree because it just don't, you know, look right. I am a supporter of R. Kelly's music. Mm-hmm. The music is the music, in my opinion. However, I cannot mask the fact that this nigga's a monster.
He's a monster.
This nigga's a predator. That's real shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? I got little girls. You know what I'm saying? I can't promise that I would have let the police handle it and if it was me in that situation, right?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna just be honest, man. R. Kelly's been found guilty of these charges. I think that he's gonna have more charges. This was just New York. He also has to be moved to other states.
Chicago. I ain't know all that.
You gotta go back to Chicago.
And face more charges.
He need to be locked up.
I don't lie.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be bad.
You got daughters.
I got two daughters, bro.
It's gonna be bad for him. He has to spend whatever time he ends up getting, which is gonna be over 10 years in prison.
He ain't coming.
Damn.
How old is R. Kelly now?
He's old as fuck.
He gotta be in his 50s.
No, he's
almost 60.
He's 54.
54.
Damn, 54.
Yeah, he old as shit, bro.
You said up to 10 years.
He got up to 10 years for New York.
These charges.
For New York.
Yeah, he got a lot
and
more
then
coming.
He got more coming. So here's the thing about that, what people don't think about, is R. Kelly going to have to spend all that time in solitary or in protective custody.
Because he's famous
and he's a child molester. So now he's listed as a predator from now on, right?
Damn.
So in the prison system, right, you can't survive like that. Not only that, but you a pretty nigga, you sing, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. Them niggas is waiting for you to come in to the prison system. They got to keep him away.
I took R. Kelly booty.
What's
the level down? Is this all included in
this?
He's a level down.
Yeah.
So now that I give him my thing, when Jels walked in the house today, you know what I'm saying, I had a R. Kelly medley on the thing, you know what I'm saying, and I listened to the music and things like
popped up,
music like I wish, I believe I could fly. Turn
it's
back
sad,
the hand
yo,
of time.
You don't think it's sad though, y'all?
Like, come on,
y'all. Yeah, you don't think
shit.
It's sad, like, no, bro.
Hella good classic.
He is
songs.
A goat, yo. He is the king of R&B, bro. If he would have never. Like, bro, that
it started
shit
with Aaliyah, nah. though. It started nah, it, with Aaliyah.
Yeah, it's facts.
He was
that's
already,
what we
like, your head how pregnant.
That's,
yo,
that's
what
we think
it
started.
Started.
Right.
You're right.
Real
that's
shit.
What we think it started. But
real
for real, little head, that girl pregnant at 14, how
yeah,
dare
that shit
you?
Is crazy. Yeah, he's a monster.
You
man.
Disgusting.
So
I will say this, though,
though
real
yo.
Quick. Nobody could be R. Kelly in the verses. Fuck y'all.
I agree, bro.
Sorry.
All right. Same thing I said at the table. That's already, bro.
Come on,
I disagree.
Gutter Riggs. Big shout out to Gutter Riggs, straight man. Up, Gutter Riggs
so real,
is definitely.
So real quick,
a
shout out to Gutter Riggs.
I disagree.
Before we go, all right, I said my take. I'm gonna leave
me,
it at that because.
Let me talk.
Go ahead.
Yeah. On R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like he the GOAT of R&B, bro. I feel like if he ain't get involved in all this dumb ass shit, he would be the king of R&B.
Yes, he would.
I feel like niggas can't beat yo. That he is really bro. Like. No bullshit. He's special, bro. Like music, writing, all the songs he wrote. Mm-hmm. We ain't even talking about the shit he wrote. And his own, bro. He's special as shit, bro. But at the same time,
step in the name of love.
That's what I'm all that shit, bro. Yes. Like I still live when I be making.
Seems like you ready.
When you be making kids, nigga. You feel me? But listen though. But at the same, so like that's it on my music opinion. On a personal side of opinion, I do got two. Beautiful daughter,
and
you
he's
feel
nasty
me?
Though.
And I ain't gonna lie, I really go to you feel me?
Nah, yeah. Real shit.
So I don't know. It just be that shit. It's just I feel like it's sad, bro. Like it's really
he went
sad,
out bad.
Bro.
That's the definition of going out sad.
Nah, real like, shit. Facts. You feel me? Facts. I feel like that shit's sad, bro. Because yo was so special and talented. You know what I mean?
That's the price of fame. That's his sacrifice. I feel like when you sacrifice your soul, you never know what they're gonna do to you. How they gonna flip your life upside down? Look at Michael Jackson. Yo went down for child molestation. Oh, Kelly done went down for this shit. It seemed like when you're about to go down, DMX, overdose. Mm-hmm. It's like when you up in your career, you up. Man, wanna fuck you fuck with in the wrong way and you don't do what the fuck they say you're gonna. Look up Whitney Houston. Drown in the bathtub. Come crazy. On, yo, they killing these people.
Stop. Because you still got a career. You gotta get stop right now. Yeah, I'm gonna stop you.
Which was Ray, hey, bro.
Which you still got careers they trying to get right now.
Hey, Envy, what
you without too much?
Which was Ray Eggs though? You was Ray Eggs something. You said you was Ray Eggs.
Oh, both of y'all, both of y'all's opinion on this. Do you still listen to the music?
Hell yeah,
I do, bro.
Hell yeah, I'm listening to the music.
Let me say this, bro. Let me tell you something, then I'm gonna get a mic up, bro. A lot of niggas don't know. Yo, I'm a hardcore rap, bro, but I really listen to R&B.
No facts. No facts.
I got a playlist. If I want to, I'm gonna show y'all when I call my shit Smooth Boy.
I don't listen to rap.
You feel me?
Don't listen to rap.
And that shit get me in my. Niggas be like, yo, what though? I got a playlist called Smooth Booty. That shit get me in my zone.
I'ma change mine. Booty, she looked right. up.
Yeah,
she
looked
up. He really got the playlist.
She know what's up.
He really got the playlist.
Yeah,
listen. And a nigga about 6'9 right now posting videos.
Hey,
she know what's up.
Booty
you feel me?
Yo,
she already listen. Know. Once I put that music listen. On, you know what I mean?
What time listen, is it?
Take R. Kelly
what time is it, sis, when he put the music on?
So you say don't bump his music.
We're gonna end the level down with Jels. What you think?
You say don't bump his music? Even
I'm not gonna say don't bump his music.
We still gonna listen to it, but we gonna listen to it secretly.
Yeah, hey.
Not even didn't that. Like when we walked there, I wish. Like that was an important time in my life because it helped me get over my cousin passing. But I can't listen to him talk about sexual stuff.
Cause you're nasty. You was on it to kids.
Exactly.
No, that's why I can't listen to
but
him
I can
much.
Listen to like I Wish and all that kind of stuff. But when he start talking about
half on a baby.
Yeah, like my nigga, who you talking to?
A baby? When you was going half on a baby?
Half on a baby was hard though.
It was. It was. But who was he talking
God
to?
Damn.
Was the girl even old enough to have a baby? Like, come on, this nigga is a scumbag.
Right.
Look, I don't
want to
hear that.
I feel you though, bro.
Like, it's tough. It's tough.
I do feel like I got two daughters, bro, and I don't even want to think like that because I know I'm gonna tear this whole city up.
Yeah.
Any nigga play with my daughters, bro, I'm gonna tear this whole city up.
Kid spirit.
No, like, real no shit.
It's crazy. So let me kiss you.
Let me end it on this note, man.
They say he's messing with boys too, though. Did y'all see that part?
Y'all skipped over there.
Oh, they say he was messing with boys too, though.
The Chicago case got some boys in it. That's what they said. I'm gonna mind my business on that because it ain't all the way out there. But really, Chicago got boys in it. I'm gonna be real with y'all.
For a whole year on this podcast, I've been the whole like, R. Kelly shit, like we gonna hold him down till it's guilty. If it comes back that's true.
Nah,
like, it
was said, some, yeah, they said boys. Yeah.
Not
they said
that boys it's too. Not that it's any worse. Not that it's any worse that he.
It's worse when it's boys
women
involved.
Or boy, but still, like.
It's worse when it's boys.
Hell, bro.
You going
to the
man's
Let me just say this. All jokes aside.
That's worse.
Yeah, that's worse. All jokes aside. All jokes aside.
I'll be back. I'm just keep going.
He was trying to unplug something. Put that plunger.
I'm not doing this with them. YouTube is not going. Hopefully, this is late enough in the episode that YouTube will just let it. But listen. Real talk. For a whole year, I've been defending this and been playing with it and been funny about it. You know what I'm saying? But all jokes aside, for real, man. Because this finally came down, I've held back on giving R. Kelly the level down up until this point. You've been found guilty. You're a monster. You're disgusting. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, bro. And you're going to get everything that you deserve. You know what I'm saying? From the system or street justice or however it goes.
He might die in jail.
Facts.
He will.
He deserves to.
I'm going to let you end it. What about the parents, though, bro? Like, from the documentary.
Got some responsibility.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute.
Wasn't there a Baltimore family that was involved?
It was a Baltimore family involved.
The family, the fathers,
and the mothers.
Did anybody know them? Anyone related to them or anything?
Not that I know of. That would be real quick.
Did somebody find the family? Money from them?
A lot
yes,
of them did.
All of them did.
A lot of family took hush money from them.
Yeah, all
I'm
going
to keep it a bean with you, bro.
All
ain't
them.
No amount of money worth my daughters, bro.
They should all go to jail, bro.
My kids is off limits. If you ever play with me and my kids, it's going to be up with you. I promise you that.
But in the end, all of them should go to jail. But in the end, none of that shadows what you did. R. Kelly, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, unfortunately, like, bro, this is beyond disgusting. And so episode number 64, This is gonna make Jails very happy.
It's not though. It's sad, bro.
You are probably the biggest level down that we have ever given on this show's history.
I'm so sad. That shit crazy. That shit brizzly.
That's a fact.
My and bro, you nasty for real.
Shout out my bro Reggie Street.
Let's move on, bro.
No more the same.
We need Reggie Street on the show.
We need Reggie Street on the show.
We need Reggie Street on the show.
You gotta come to the show, bro. You gotta come to the show. Big fact.
You see Strange,
Brody? Yeah.
You gotta come to the show. Hey, do you want to go right into the level up?
Let's go into the level up real quick
for the level for episode number 64.
So the who y'all got for level up?
So the level up
is Gotti.
Just like level down is somebody who did something extremely dumb. Level up is somebody that did black excellence. Somebody that did something that's amazing. Hopefully something that we never heard of before. Mm-hmm. Who's the level up for episode number 64, bro?
Our level up for episode 64.
Let's get it.
Is Yo Gotti.
Shout out to Yo Gotti.
It's your boy, Yo Gotti. For sure. Yo Gotti came a long way, man.
He loves Baltimore, too. Baltimore, big love. So definitely another shout out to Yo Gotti, because Yo definitely fucks with Baltimore.
I'm going to say real quick what Yo Gotti did, man. Yo Gotti purchased stake into DC United Soccer Club, man. Which is big. It's a $750 million team.
The niggas out there is like, the fuck is soccer team, dummy? We don't give a fuck about no soccer team.
Soccer's the highest paid sport, right?
Yeah.
Highest. Listen, soccer is the most popular sport
in the world.
The only people that call...
What's up, Tay? What's up? What are you talking about?
The only people that call it football... In American football is Americans.
Uh-huh. So soccer is more popular than football.
Everybody else, football is soccer.
Yo, but to me, football is my life, bro. I love football, bro.
Unfortunately.
But shout out to Gotti, though, real shit,
unfortunately,
bro.
Like, the Ravens are not the most popular team in the world. Hey. Sorry for all of y'all Baltimore niggas. Tom Brady ain't the biggest star in the world either. You know what I'm saying?
I could believe it, though, bro.
So, bro, how much was the deal worth?
They didn't.
He was the co-owner, right?
Co-owner. He bought stake into the team.
He brought stake. That's dope as shit.
They didn't
bro.
Put exactly how much he spent and all that, but
that's dope.
Yeah,
as
that's
shit,
that's
bro.
Big for not only.
Hey, yo, we pop this bottle for Yo Gotti real quick.
Already.
That's big for ex-dope dealer.
It's dope
rapper.
I'm older, man. I get motivated for sure. Some niggas just talk, bro. I really get motivated by that kind of shit.
For sure,
it make me like my mind start racing and shit, bro. Like, showing up.
Salute. Nah, that's what's up, man. So, saluting Yo Gotti.
Straight up.
Absolutely. And what about Ari buying Yo Gotti? I mean, buying Moneybagg Yo all that land.
That was big too.
Let me tell you something.
That's what
you absolutely. Do. Black women leveling up.
Let me tell you something.
It was 28 acres, right?
Yeah, yo. Yeah. I don't care what you go through. You go through ups and downs with your relationships and all that kind of shit, man. But if you can get with somebody and either she's already on that level or y'all bring each other to that level or you teach her how to get to that level, that's some big shit, bro.
Absolutely. For his birthday.
She didn't buy him a car, a watch, a chain.
She bought him acres of land.
She bought you land,
yo,
bro.
Stop.
Like,
people,
how can I match that, Ari? How you gonna do some shit like that, bitch?
This nigga taking emotions.
All I do is cook for my man. You out here buying acres and shit. I can't buy no
acres, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Not yet anyway.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Lute on here. He says, y'all,
hey, to the Lute, what's up, shorty? Listen, man. But no, that's
Black excellence, yo.
Oh, I thought you had an announcement or something.
No, absolutely.
Yo,
absolutely.
I'm just in love, yo.
Shout out to
listen,
my finesse.
Hey, yo, here we go.
Oh, honey, thank you.
Oh, shit.
Let me just pass them all down. Pass them all down.
Shout out my man, Lute.
Wife in here looking like $1 million.
I appreciate that, man. You know, I got good taste sometimes.
You got the best taste in her.
Hey, listen,
nigga,
man.
I'm listen.
I got lucky. So listen.
Yes, you did.
We're gonna take this real quick toast for real, man. This is a special one, man.
Hold on, yeah.
What's up?
Wifey getting the glass, yeah.
Oh, right. My fault.
Can everybody come over?
Can
the audience.
Wifey's getting this.
Yeah, everybody.
Come on. Look, she like, I don't want
to. She
don't
want to get too close. She done drunk too much.
She don't like to be on camera. I know she don't like that. But look, raise y'all glasses from behind the scenes, though.
Why can't they get on the camera, though?
I'm going to say this real quick.
Stand by your man.
I'm going to say, y'all, don't want to be on no camera.
She been on camera too much.
Let me say this.
Beside them.
Let me say this. To both of y'all, for real. Sure. Like, outside of anything else, y'all are legends in this city. Y'all done things and are doing things and are going to do things for this city that have not been done before.
Absolutely.
And for both of y'all to be here on the Levels Podcast and showing us the love that y'all showed us. I just want to show that same love back and tell y'all thank you from the city and from the Levels Podcast. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all. This one is for Emil Milan, for T. Wilson. Thank y'all.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. It's only up from here.
Absolutely. Now, what you got, brother?
We're going to go to break and come back with the
We're going to come back with Jell's favorite part of the show.
What's that?
You got something special?
Yo, he sweat. Yo, is
he's sweating good? Right now.
Yeah. He may really go home and act.
Still chasing the mail.
He about to go home and be a donkey for it.
Don't be in there.
He about to go in there act crazy.
I already sent the text. Love you. Hey, make sure the kid.
More fire on the way. I don't know what time it is. Still chasing the mail.
Yo said he sent a text. He's in a text home already, yo. Like, get that shit ready.
Make sure you get the shot.
Yo.
Go to break, yeah.
Hey, yo, we'll be right back on the Levels Podcast.
Yes, sir.
This shit doing numbers.
You are now tuned in to the Levels Podcast, brought to you in part by the Chart House Music Group. For all your music promotion, marketing strategies, and career branding needs, we in the house, the Chart House Music Group.
All right, we're back, man. Yo, thank you to the sponsors, the Chart House Music Group. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate you, too, for being here. But now it's time to turn up. Hey, Jels, what we about to go into?
Man, we about to go into the Artist Spotlight, man.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You got something special for us?
Our Artist Spotlight for episode 64.
Yep.
It's A1 Beam, Middleman.
Let's do it.
A1 Beam.
We got a job.
Yo, it's a whole music video.
It ain't long.
We can end it. It's cool.
Oh, shit. As a member, I'm straight supply.
I hear you.
I had to X out the middle, man. And went straight to the plug. I give a dick and no mini, man. Yeah. Little bitch show me love. I ain't gon' fuck with a fake ass nigga who said it's a neck. Yeah, that what it was. I ain't got dick out a nigga for buzz. I had to run out them rats through the mud. I had to get on my shit and go pop my shit. Man, the way y'all selling these drugs. I ain't got fake so a neck keep up. 1200 DOs paid on my sneakers. I had to X out the middle, man. And went straight to the plug. I give a dick and no mini, man. Yeah. Little bitch show me love. Got on my shit. Part of my fly. Got a whole lot of bad bitches all on my dick. Getting to the money looking like I sold a brick. Cartier at my wrist. Got a young nigga lit. I been down so long. I had to bounce back quick. Big glitch in my waist. That bitch got kicked. And I stay with my dog like a nigga Mike Vick. Quarterback my plays. I ain't got no picks. I get them in, get 'em out. Really trap every day, I don't care for the clout. We got them sticks like the South. We never off, we be on it, ain't never a drought. Really been down, I was hurting. I had to watch footy clown ass niggas just like a circus. I buy my bitch a new Birkin. I really grind for this shit cause I got me a purpose. Bro, he be down on the perkies. He getting doses and like he just know all the nurses. No 50, these niggas be Curtis. I get them racks and I splurge them. Rio sneakers, different versions.
I had to get the hard way. Feel like I'm a head to go bar today. I'm dragging my dick in my balls today.
I had to ask out the middle, man.
Straight to the plug.
I give a dick and no mini, man. Yeah. Little bitch show me love. I ain't gon' fuck with a fake ass nigga who said it's a net. Yeah, that what it was. I ain't got dick out a nigga for buzz. I had to run out them rats through the mud. I had to get on my shit and go pop my shit. Man, the way y'all selling these drugs. I ain't got fake so a nigga keep up. 1200 DOs paid on my sneakers. I had to X out the middle, man. And went straight to the plug. I give a dick and no mini, man. Yeah. Little bitch show me love.
I might just shoot a nigga just because I hang with Chris and niggas, they be blood. Damn, damn, they showing me love. I probably shoot a nigga just because I don't give a fuck, I shoot a bitch on the rug. Damn, they really calling me 10 years the shit every
day. We got
day.
The remix?
What's up?
We got the remix?
I'm just
we
saying.
Got the remix?
That beat was hard though.
We got the remix?
That shit was hard.
That was
but A1 I'm just saying,
Bay Middleman.
Shit was stupid.
I know what you was doing just now, and I know what you saying.
You feel me?
It's a fact. But it was hard though. It was hard. Shout out to A1 Beam.
He think he slick.
I think he slick. But I heard that though.
That was it. I'm here.
Hey, listen, man. Before we end the show, yes, man, sir. Yo, shout out to A1 Beam, the Artist Spotlight for episode number 64. Before we go, bro, tell them where they can find you at, Tay.
Man, T Wilson 4101 and the Grizzam.
Mm-hmm. Well, Twitter, Facebook,
Twitter, Lord T So Swag. I'm trying to think if I changed my name on that bitch.
You need to, man.
Yeah, I changed my name on the gram.
The name on
man, just look me up on YouTube, Tay Wilson.
Man, just Google him, man. Google me.
YouTube me, Tay Wilson, man. Straight up. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I got some shit in store, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're gonna have him back. He's gonna be back again on the show for real. And Miss Milan.
Man, look, I don't know. I already got hacked at 11K followers, so.
Facts.
I got a new Instagram. It's $1,000,000__. My page is Amel Milan. Y'all can follow me on all of that shit. I need to make a new YouTube page, but y'all can still follow my YouTube page that I got now. It's Amel Milan, I believe.
All right. What about Twitter or anything like that?
Twitter is Amel Milan. Everything is Amel Milan, to be honest. So
the mixtape.
Just follow me. My mixtape is coming soon. It's Chasing the Mail right now on Spinrilla. Follow me on all social media platforms. Chasing the Mail out. Chasing the Mail on the way. Part two. I'm fucked up. They got me fucked up.
Nah, that's what it is, man. Hey, y'all know the vibes, man. We appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all follow us at The Levels Pod. Make sure you follow me at CHMG_ENVIE. Please make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? If you like the podcast, if you don't like the podcast, fuck y'all niggas. Fuck them two niggas. We didn't want to see none of y'all. We just wanted to see Tay in the Mill. Fuck y'all niggas, man. Whatever. Just please comment, like, share. You know what I'm saying? And keep us going up, man. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's just getting bigger from here, man. Where can they reach you, bro?
He ready to go home and act the fool.
He definitely is. This nigga mind on birthday sex. Go ahead. Come on, pause. Man.
Pause.
Sorry.
Man, you...
Yo, how tall you is right now with the Casamigos in you, yo?
Yo, 6'7".
He said he's 6'7".
Hey, look, I'm 6'7", 180 right now.
Damn! Oh, you acting a fool. You talking spicy.
Now, how tall is you with the Casamigos? Hey, yo.
He said I'm 6'7", 180, man.
Listen. Hey,
go ahead and talk to you.
Yo, where can we find you on Instagram, bro? Man.
Talk your shit, dummy.
Oh, go ahead. She was coming through the mic.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo, hit me up.
My bad.
At Mixed by Gels, MixedByGels. MixedByGels.com.
MixedByGels.com. MixedByGels.com.
Clark's Firearm Training is safe, facts, man. Hey, look, for real, though.
Get your HQLs.
Hold on, yo, real talk.
Yeah.
All y'all rap niggas, right?
Mm-hmm. Talk about
holla at me, brothers. We can get y'all these legal guns.
We gonna definitely
these legal wear and carries.
We definitely gonna do that.
Let's get it, man.
But you can you get me legal guns in Maryland?
Yes.
Can get.
I need to check it up. I got my legal shit from the Georgia.
Now we gonna. I need that shit. We can get you legal in Maryland if you wanna get your own fire and you don't need security in the club. We can do that as well. We
the
can
real make sure way, that you the right way,
the right way, the legal way.
Say no more.
And safe it up and make sure that you're not going to jail for no dumb shit.
Say no more, bro.
You know, say holla at us, man. We got a lot of big, big, big things coming for the 2A community in Baltimore because we've been really in Maryland. Period. Like we've been really kind of trampled on as far as the 2A laws is concerned. But we'll talk about that. But yeah, Clark's Firearm. You know what I'm saying? And Gunsmith on the way, loading right now.
Spencer just called me for y'all.
Oh, that's
about,
what it is.
Something about some gun range, but we'll do that shit.
We're going to talk. We're going to talk about that, man. Hey, man, we appreciate y'all for listening to the show, for watching the show on YouTube. Like I said, like, comment, subscribe, share the show.
Hold on, bro.
What's up?
Real quick announcement.
Yeah.
Every Monday.
Yes.
We're on all podcast streaming platforms.
All.
Every Wednesday.
Yes.
We are on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be sure to check out the show.
Please be sure to check out the show, y'all. The clips on Instagram does not mean you watch the show.
People be hitting you with that too.
Yes.
Me too. Yo, I watch the show.
I watch the show every week.
The clip you put
up. You saw a clip, nigga. Like, watch the show, bro. Like, watch the show. I appreciate the clips.
Yo, people do that all the time, bro.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely, man. Watch the show, man. We appreciate that. I'm going to end the show with this, man. Thank y'all very much. And iPhones can now, you know what I'm saying, FaceTime Galaxy phones. We'll see y'all next week on the Levels Podcast.
No, we won't.
Goodbye.
Nobody want to talk to this nigga. He all fuzzy. You got to get an email notification talking about such and such wants to FaceTime. Nigga, get out of here. We go.